Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. For Marani Marasi Sheyichu, the Refuas Tzvi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka, Moshe Ben Rezov, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Yosef Ben Moshe Chaim, and Chana, they should have Bracha Ben Tzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeyem, Brius Hashleima, the schus Reb Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris and Miriam, Reb Avraham Maris and Miriam, Maris. And we serve us Maris and Miriam, the Bracha Bat Slacha, Choma Seedem, Him Choyotse Chalzem, Nechagita Bas Rabchaim Tzvi, Bracha Bat Slacha, Choma Seedem, Choyotse Chalzeha. We're going to be learning some Torah about Amiris Kedusha Adiash Liach Tzibur, based on the wonderful Sefer we've been going through. We've had numerous Shiurim called the Niv Menachem of one of the Chachmei Yerushalayim, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Chechik, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. In Igros Moshe, in Or Chaim in Chelek Gimel Siman Dalet, he writes, "Uvechad sheomer b'emza tefila, shetzarech lishtok kishomer hashatz kedusha, shetzarech lishmo kishomer hashatz be'atzma." The trei koli lo mishtamai. If somebody's listening in the middle of davening to the shliach tzibur's kedusha, that he listens in order to be yotze, so he has to hear the shliach tzibur himself, because two voices aren't heard clearly, like the Gemara says in Megillah. Specifically, particularly when the whole tzibur is saying it together. V'lechein, says Rav Moshe, yesh lahanik she'ashatz yomar kedusha b'kol ram. First, the shliach tzibur should say it out loud. Acha she'yomar ru ha-tzibur ba'atzmo k'dei shishmu elu she'omdim b'emtza tefila. After the tzibur says it, the shliach tzibur should say it out loud in order that the people davening should be able to hear him. So, it's not good that the Shliach Tzibur should say it together along with the Tzibur, because then the people davening and listening and being Yotze with the, because they can't say it themselves, they're being Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. When they hear him, they'll be able to be Yotze. But if everybody is speaking at the same time, then they won't be able to hear the Chazan. V'lishmoa me'achad me'at Tzibur she'omid etzlo v'shemeh ma'ashom r'le'atz. But if he listens to somebody standing next to him, he's not yotzim lo she'yodiyenu kol demeshul she'chab l'atzi, unless he tells him before davening that he should have kavanah to be motzi him, because the mimarame is in the middle of tefillah, he's not allowed to do. But from the shlich tzibur is yotzim, and even though b'zmanenu the shlich tzibur isn't motzi rab midei chavosu, nevertheless, since it was there's a takana lehotzi, so stam daito of a shlich tzibur is to be motzi like the original takana. So it's memelek and miskabin lahotzi, im yesh la adam tzarech latzei tzavshu any of them. So even though it's a big chiddush, even though shliach tzibur doesn't have specific kavana, but it's like the shliach tzibur had kavana, and the memelek, anyone who's listening is yotze, even if he isn't particularly mechabein to be motzi other people. But if it's stam a guy who's davening, then you can't be yotze from him. If you are in the middle of davening, you can't say it yourself, unless he has specific kavanah to be motzi you, unless you told him before davening. And you can't be merames in the middle of davening, so either you told him before or it's too late. In the Sefer Pninim V'Igros Toras Zev, on page 36, Harav Agon Rav Shmuel Chechik writes as follows, Abazal Siper Shepam Achas Achrei HaTfilah Nigash harav lebala tefila, v'amar lo madua bikdusha amartem kadosh kadosh kadosh, v'chein baruch kavod Hashem imakomo levad v'yichidus. So one time after davening, my father related the rav. Who's the rav? The brisker rav in Brisk. The rav is the brisker rav. The brisker rav approached the bala tefila, and he said to him, "Why in kedusha did you say kadosh kadosh kadosh, and baruch kavod Hashem imakomo alone?" Dainu achrei shetzibur ama kadosh v'chulei baruch v'chulei. Amartem kadosh v'chulei baruch v'chulei. In other words, why didn't you say it together with them? Why did you say it by yourself? It wasn't good to say it by yourself. And he explained that it's a darvish hapikdusha, needs to be said by asar. And if so, if there's a minyan mitzumtzum, let's say there are just 10 people, then the whole tzibur doesn't have kedusha, because then kedusha wasn't said with 10 people. And if there are 11 people, so it's true that Tzibur didn't lack Kedusha, because you still have 10 saying Kedusha, but the Chazan is going to lose the Kedusha, because he said it be Yechidus. And the Rav said, again, the Rav meaning the Briska Rav, in the modern Orthodox world, the Rav is the other Rav Soloveitchik, the Plamenic, the nephew of the Rav, the Briska Rav. So, but in Yerushalayim, by the Briskers, the Rav is the Briska Rav. Everybody has their Rav. In Merkaz HaRav, the Rav is Rav Kook. Everybody has their Rav. In any event, we love all Ravs. The Briska Rav had a taina. He said, listen, if there are only 10 people, and the Chazan doesn't say it, the Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem along with the Tzibor, so then they don't have 10 people saying it. If they do have 10 people saying it, so that's pretty awesome, but the Chazan's losing out in his Maila, because they're all saying it, and he's saying it alone. He needs to say it but Tzibor. And the Rav adds that this is Mefurish. Where is it Mefurish? This is Mefurish in the Rambam, in the Seder Atfilas Kol Shana Beish Shliach Tzibur Omer Baruch V'Bracha Zu V'Kara Zel Zeh Kol Am Onim Kadosh Kadosh K'shu Omer Ayem Mekom Kavodo Kol Yom Onim Meshabchim V'Omer Baruch V'chulei Kol Elo Advarim She'onam HaTzibur Hu Kore Imahem. So whenever the Tzibur says stuff, he says it along with them. Vamar Abazal Sharav Mashach Ben Imus Shel Dvash B'Shtei HaTevos Kore Imahem. In other words, in the Briska Rav, he niganized, he sang out the Kore Imahem. And he concluded, Mishum D'Yechzer L'Achazen HaKadusha Sheish Yoser Me'asara V'Miyesh B'Diyuk Asara Ein Kan Kadusha L'Gamre. So he explained why. He explained why. Because the Chazan needs 10. If he doesn't have 10, it's not with a minyan. So this is a basic question. What's the Chazan supposed to do? Is he supposed to say it along with them or not say it along with them? In the Biur Halacha in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, he writes, "Mistapakna l'inyan shliach tzibur mumechuyav gam kein lomar kadosh yivarch b'shavi matzibur kein armer davar shebekdusha pachas me'asara." So he has a suffix, and he doesn't bring the Rambam that the Briska Rav brought. So we have a gilui in the Rambam that he has to say it along with the tzibur. But the Biur Halacha is mistapik. So ad kan me asefer pninim v'igrois toras zev. And continues Rav Chechik, and now he's bringing from the sefer pninim v'igrois mishmar halevi, which is another fascinating sefer from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, and he writes, "V'kaz av aliyal ze malas kavod gon echad shlita eitz neflav nizgavim od amashi ira al sveket amishnebur bebir halacha b'simin kuf chav hey." So I have an eitza for what the Biur Halacha that we just quoted. And ve'irusham b'loshen arama b'seder atfilas that we quote in the name of the Briska Rav, that it should be said together with them. So this Gon Echad said as follows, that it says in the Mishnah Brura that his whole suffix is because the Shliach Tzibur is motzi v'kadosh, somebody who is still davening b'lachash, and he's silent and he wants to hear the Shliach Tzibur. Like we paskin in Simen Kufdalet Sivav, like the Sheet of Rashi. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is mistapeg, so maybe that he's motzi, the mispala balachash, it makes it like a tefillas rabbim, even if he says it alone, even if he says it after the tzibur. And this Gon Echad shows in the Rambam writes b'seder atfilas, that the shliach tzibur shouldn't be magbia koloi me'at tzibur, el shiyomer iman b'shaveh. And So the suffik of the Mishnah Berurah is maybe the other people have to be yotzei from him, and therefore it's a tefilas rabin, because people are going to be yotzei even if he says it by himself. And the shliach tzibur, when he's davening, he shouldn't raise his voice higher than the tzibur. He should say it with the same tonation. Now let's say the Rambam holds, like Rashi, that the Shliach Tzibur has to be Motzi, someone who's davening. That if you're in the middle of davening and you can't answer Kedusha, so you listen to Shliach Tzibur and he's Motzi you. That's Shitas Rashi. So can the Rambam hold like Rashi? The answer is no, the Rambam can't hold like Rashi, because then the Rambam wouldn't have said that the Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to raise his voice higher than everybody else. Because he has to raise his voice higher than everybody else, because how's everybody else going to hear? And you can't say that according to the Rambam he's saying it afterwards, because according to the Rambam he says it together with them. So the only etzah for him would be to raise his voice higher than everybody else. But the Rambam says he shouldn't raise his voice. So kumtois, that according to the Rambam, the Shliach Tzibur should not be holds like the Rambam, according to the Rambam holds like the Gaonim. That the Shliach Tzibur is not motzi people who are davening in Kedusha. If you're in the middle of davening, then you're not Yotzei Kedusha. It's a hefsek. So like other shittas also hold like that. Not like Rashi, who holds that you should be silent and listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Because if the Rambam held the Shliach Tzibur is motzi the people who are davening, then he would say to raise his voice higher or to say it afterwards. But no, he says keep his voice the same as everybody else, and to say it together with everybody else. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't have the suffix of the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha said maybe he should say it afterwards because he has to be motzi someone davening, but the Rambam doesn't hold he has to be motzi somebody who's davening. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't have this problem. But we, Paskin, that like the Mishnah Berurah is mistapik, since the Shliach Tzibur is motzi, so now we have a suffix. Should he say it afterwards? Or should he say it along with everybody else? Maybe he should say it afterwards, and then, and this way, everybody will, who needs to be yotzei, will be yotzei. Or maybe say it higher than everybody else, and then maybe they'll hear him. But you run into the problem if he says it afterwards of it not being a tefillas hatzibur. So maybe then that'd be the only etza for him to just raise his voice higher than everybody else, and they'll be mechavein tov tov to hear the shliach tzibur, and they'll be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Maybe say it afterwards. But again, the Rambam apparently doesn't have this suffix, because the Rambam holds that you're not yotzei kaddish in the middle of Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So Rambam says Korei Imayim, and with the same tonation, with the same sound. He shouldn't raise his voice higher. And you brought a raya from the Rambam. The raya of the Rambam is not a raya against the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, same man, he holds, not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Shliach Tzibur isn't being motzi anybody. But the suffix of the Bir Halacha is we hold the Chazan is motzi those people who are davening. So maybe he should say it later, or maybe he should, meaning after everybody else, or maybe he should say it higher. But bringing from the Rambam, V'korei Imayim, isn't a raya for us. Because the Rambam holds Korei Imayim, because he holds that he's not being motzi anybody. But maybe we, who say that he is motzi, would hold that he should say it afterwards. So on this is we finished quoting from the Sefer Panin and Vigros Mishmar Lev of Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. Now we get to the vort of Rav Chechik himself. He says that that we brought from Nigris Moshe, who writes for l'shmo me'echav me'atzibur she'omed etzla v'shomea ma'she omer, lo yatza, im lo she'odena kodem atfila she'echavin lo tzio. So you have to tell the guy to be motzi you if you want to be yotze with his kedusha. Alzos basi laharer chidush gadol she'ole b'libi. So I had a chidush, and that is that this whole din that you need kavana lehotzi was only said in a case where the shomea has to be yotze. You have to be motzi when he has to be yotze. In other words, the chovas kriya or amiras brachas is a chov al kol yachid shetzarech sheyikra v'yivarech. And therefore, when he wants to be yotze yidei chovaso, oaz sarach hamavarech lehotzio. So if you have a chovas kriya, if you have a chovas amiras brachas, so every yachid has to be yotze. So in order to be yotze, somebody has to be motzi you. Mashenkein kedusha is not a chovas yachid, like amiras brachas or kriya. It's a chovas tzibur. And every yachid has to be mitzarev to the tzibur. So, it could be that you don't have to be yotze at all. Nobody has to be have kavana to be motzi you, because maybe all you have to do is listen and you want to join in with the tzibur. Since it's not a chovas yachid, but rather it's a chovas tzibur, that everybody's doing it together. So maybe by listening, you are now joining in with everybody else. When do you need somebody to be motzi? When you have a chovas yachid, then you need somebody to be motzi or your chovas yachid, some type of chovas kriya or amiras brachas. But here there's a chovas tzibur. Here there's an obligation on everybody. So all you have to do, nobody has to be motzi you befrat. You just have to listen and be mitzarif yourself to the tzibur. could be that when the Rambam says that the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't raise his voice more than anybody else, the Rambam is saying that the whole Tzibur is doing it together. And that's why here you don't have a din of Shliach Tzibur. Now there's just a din of being mitzdarif with the Tzibur. So once again, it's the same Yisod, that there's nobody being motzi anybody else here. There's just an inyan of the Tzibur doing it together. And Memela, the person who's davening, can just listen to everybody saying it, and that way he's Yotze, he's mitzdarif to the Tzibur. And it's interesting, we can be medayik in Rashi also, in Sukkah Lamed Ches. He says if somebody doesn't know how to read or answer Hallel, he says, Alpha Bishalona Yotze, as long as he hears, even if he doesn't answer, he's Yotze. V'chein l'mispalalin b'tzibur v'shliach tzibur omer kedusha yehei shmei rabba. If someone's davening b'tzibur and the shliach tzibur says kedusha or men yehei shmei rabba, yishtiku b'tfilasin v'yishmu b'chavana v'harei hein ka'onin. He doesn't say anything about being Yotze. He just says it's like they should just listen, it's like they're answering. So you see again this yisod that it's not a matter of being Yotze. So we have a kasha, and the yisod is not like the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe holds kipashtus that you're Yotze from the other person, the other person's motzi you. The Shliach Tzibur is motzi the person who's davening. And we're saying it's not a din of being motzi. We saw in the Rambam that the Shliach Tzibur is not supposed to raise his voice, he's supposed to be on the same tone as everybody else. And that could be because there's no inyan of being Yotze because here the Shliach Tzibur isn't acting as Shliach Tzibur, he just mitzdarif to the Tzibur. And even the guy next to you is motzi you, even if he doesn't know, like the Igros Moshe said, he has to have specific kavana. Even without specific kavana, you just hear him, and with that, by hearing him, you're mitzdarif to the Tzibur. Because he's part of the Tzibur, and you listen to him, you're mitzdarif to the Tzibur. And you don't have to hear dafka from the Shliach Tzibur. And like we said, the problem is if the Shliach Tzibur says it after everybody else, so he's saying it as a yachid. So these are some ideas to think about. And in the Sefer Minhagi Rabbeinu HaDeres, he writes, L'Shliach Tzibur Hizir Lomar Kedushi Makol. Shliach Tzibur, he warned to say Kedusha with everybody else. Barak HaMilos HaChronos HaSlaim HaChronos. Just the last words he should say after them. Dim Lo Kain Rechazin Orma Kedusha B'Yechidus. Otherwise, the Chazin saying Kedusha B'Yechidus. So here you see the same minion of not saying the whole thing afterwards, because then it's Kedusha B'Yechidus, and we don't want that. We don't want Kedusha B'Yechidus. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have some food for thought. And we should be Zoche Lomo Du Lelame Lishma V'Las L'Kaim is called the Reisam Terasa B'Yahava. If anyone wants to learn more, you could go to Vakish Lev. .blogspot.com and also zoomchavrusa.com to learn more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.